6:03 on June 7th, 2021. First item on the agenda would be any public comment or issues that aren't on the agenda.
One quick thing I want to address is the health department had called and they are wanting to get on the agenda to discuss water quality and the update for the septic rule. And they've stated that it would be about a 30 to 45 minute presentation.
Let's put that on next month's agenda. At this point, I did talk to Dwight and we just had a huge agenda and we could not have fit it on this month. And he actually really wanted to put on this month for his communication.
Did you say septic rule?
Yes.
Okay. Item number two, a public hearing to allow changes to in the revenue and expenses and that would be for the amended budget fiscal year 2020-2021. Shall I entertain a motion to allow a regular session into public hearing?
I make a motion to allow a regular session and go into public hearing to allow changes to the revenue and expenses, for the amended budget 2020-2021.
Second. You're first?
First.
Second. All in favor? Roll call.
Eric, aye.
Eric, aye.
Chip, aye.
John, aye.
Mary, aye.
Stephanie, aye.
We're now in public hearing.
Yeah, because I'm getting feedback off of it.
I'm going.
And anybody in the room have any comments or changes or items they'd like to go over with regards to the amended budget fiscal year 2020-2021. Okay. Usually public hearings are more than a full minute, but I'll call one more time if there's any comments or not. We'll move to close the public hearing and move on to agenda item number three.
So this is it, we're just amending the present budget, right? Or next budget?
This would be for this last year's amended budget if we needed to make any last adjustments, and then the next public hearing will have our next year's budget.
Will we have to amend that next month again?
We should be adding in what we think.
All of June.
An estimate. So that you won't have to do that. Did you add anything in here, or is this just the actual?
Yeah, no, this is just the actual.
So we will have to go right on the website. But yeah,
I think we should just
go through it and have what we think.
I missed that step.
I think we should just make an estimate, our best guess, and bump it up. You can see the revenues, the difference in the actual is 219,706 and what we budgeted for 188. So we're probably within a pretty good licensing, 125,000 versus 32,000. So I think you're probably going to be, pretty good. But unless you're expecting some big legal bills or something in this last month.
There will be something we'll talk about later that came up since our last meeting, but other than that, on the tentative at this point, nothing's come up that would have me change one of the line items that we've already discussed.
Second.
All in favor, roll call.
we want. Are we going to continue this? Or are we closing it?
I think we need to continue it. I think we need to. I'm glad you said that. Just hold on.
Okay.
No, I think it's the next one that we're going to need to. And our fiscal year ends when?
At the end of June.
So
we honestly should be fairly close with everything. I know that I just received the legal bill, and I believe it was under $2,000 for, but it was for May, so we still potentially have a June bill coming. Other than that, like, honestly, with what the numbers are, we should be fairly close.
Maybe that discussion that we will have, let's continue both of these, then we can pick either one up that falls under, maybe.
Well, if we have to amend this again, do we have to hold another public hearing?
I think so.
Then I would just continue this till next month.
I don't think we can do it in July. It has to be done in June, because you have to turn this in by June 22nd, right?
I think the end of June. Somewhere around the end of June.
So have you entered everything like for June of today?
No, because we don't. So all I have is May bills. So like May bills is what we're approving tonight. So we won't even know what June bills are until July.
So do we go to line by line and do like a, and try to add another 12th of a month? You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
You know what I'm trying to say. I need to withdraw my motion.
Okay, we have a motion that's drawn.
I'd like to amend it and make it to continue.
We have a motion to continue the public hearing?
The public hearing, yes.
I'll second that.
We have a first and a second. All in favor, roll call.
You want a discussion on that before?
Discussion, any discussion?
Okay.
No discussion? All in favor, roll call.
Eric, aye.
Chip, aye.
John, aye.
Mary, nay.
Stephanie, we're continuing it to next month?
No,
just continue it.
Just from this point for a little bit.
Aye.
Motion carries. The public hearing to allow changes to their revenue and expenses, the amended budget. Shall I entertain a motion to go out of regular session back into public hearing? Item number 3.
So moved.
You have a second?
Second.
You have a second. All in favor to go into a public hearing, amended budget presented on May 3rd, 2021, to adopt the fiscal year 2021-2022 budget.
Did you already do roll call?
No, we did that.
On the first one?
No, to go back into public hearing.
But we didn't know. I need to get the roll call right now. I was just stating that before I moved on. Roll call, start with Eric.
Eric, aye.
Chip, aye.
John, aye.
Mary, aye.
Stephanie, aye.
We are now in public hearing tentative budget for fiscal year 21-22. Any comments?
Yes.
The tentative budget. Yes, sir.
So our water share purchases, we have $20,000 in that budget. With the adjudication thing coming on right now, I think we should up that for next year's budget.
Okay.
How much do you think?
What do you anticipate?
I anticipate that we'll have people calling and wanting to
sell.
Yes, sell shares after this year. Because once the cuts go into effect, then you will have the irrigation company. It's up to them to do whatever they do within there. So the cut will come to the irrigation companies, then they have to divvy that out.
The people can still meter their water.
They can meter their water.
Yeah. So I would think so. That you wouldn't sell. I mean, for me, I don't want to sell extra water. If I can, if they're going to be cutting back on, that's just my opinion, because then I can meter.
Yeah, and everybody can meter, however, they are going to look at the size of your property and tell you what your beneficial use is.
They already have. Right. But they haven't started looking at meters yet.
Yeah, and so that's how much water they're going to let you run through that meter, even if you meter it. If you have extra shares, The field, one of the fields that I run has 24 shares. They're only allowing 18 to be used on.
That's correct, yes. I'm running the same thing.
That's on 5 acres.
How many shares?
18.
18, I'm going to give you.
It's four shares per acre in general.
My concern is that, and I haven't talked to attorneys, or, and I don't understand exactly what's happening, but what if you purchase these and those get cut back too after you've already purchased them? We're not using ours to beneficial use at this point, is my understanding. We have put them in our name, but we haven't actually put them into the municipal use, correct? So I don't want to get caught, you know, when I'm making myself.
Transferred all those.
Well, when you sent the attorney to all adjudication, all that was at that meeting, it's already online. So that's all being addressed, part of.
But it hasn't been completed yet.
It may not be completed, but.
And so that's what my concern is, that we will purchase shares that then will be diminished along with everyone else's. And we will pay maybe an inflated price for that. I don't know. That's just my concern.
Good thought.
Could we not wait and address that amount later in the year to?
When the adjudication is over?
Well, I don't think adjudication is going to be over till 23. At least that's what I read.
Yeah.
So, it's not against purchasing shares. I just feel like it's a kind of unknown situation.
Would those shares, irrigation shares, be converted to the point of extraction for the well?
That's what the plan is, but it has to be into, right now, it is an irrigation right.
Right.
We need to move it into a municipal domestic right.
Right.
And we haven't done that yet.
But the attorneys are addressing that, how we're doing. Yeah.
So we talked to the attorneys about that, and they tied up all those shares that we have based on conversations we had with the irrigation company of deleted shares on the Stormhaven well. So they've tied all the shares we have up in there. We still have room for more shares in there. But because of negotiations with the grant, we had to tie that up because there was a question on water rights.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, the attorney tied them in, looked over our application for the adjudication, and then sent that on to the Division of Water. Because that was our concern when we talked about it. We didn't want to lose.
Right.
So that was important.
Pay for something and then get diminished. As a matter of fact, if we have extra shares, we ought to be just trying to lease those out right now to make sure everybody's using as much water as we can. Well, anyway, that's just my thought. And it seems like we could wait until later to up that number if we need to. But that's a good thought.
I want to make it easy for them to, I mean, I think that's how we'll get them, is if we make it easy on the people, turning in those shares. The easier, the better. So.
But I'd also like to get a good price for the people as well.
Right.
And then.
But we'd like to be fair, but we also, I mean, after having a meeting with the irrigation company, they seem to be on board with keeping it in the area, so. It went well. And I just don't want to be caught short of funds to transfer those. I mean, we just want to be on board, ready to go, I think, if that's our goal, to keep those. If it's not.
Well, I think, I know some other opportunity that we'll talk about here in a little bit that may play and shed some light on this. So.
On that number?
Yeah, on that number.
Okay.
It's on the second page under the water fund, towards the very bottom. It's right here.
Highways.
Under the one in your. Are you under the water fund?
Yeah, we have.
At the very bottom.
What would you think that it needs to be?
I'm anticipating quite a bit of water.
You're talking for 21-22, correct?
Yeah, if that's what they're going to do.
Double that or three times that?
It's hard to say, and I don't know. I mean, you are competing on the open market for it, but that's why I say if it's easy to do, I think that'll attract them.
Yeah, of course, all the advisors.
Yeah, well, somebody will be in line, there'll be no doubt.
So, you know, with Mary saying as far as now, this budget, I mean, this is for next year's that we're going to be approving, so.
Yeah.
Once again, we have a little discussion this evening. I'd like to see if we continue just related until this evening, just because I think there'll be some stuff shed on some of this, this area.
Okay.
Purchases.
Well, that was just one of my concerns. The other one was salaries and wages.
Okay.
We're at 92 actual. We've only gone to 95. We're 25.
Sorry, I couldn't quite hear you. Could you please repeat?
I think that needs to be bumped to 100,000.
Because?
Because we're looking at hiring people, salaries and wages will go.
Agreed, but when we talked about this, we, I think what is, my opinion was that I would rather wait until we're ready to hire and negotiate a salary and then put it in the budget. 5,000 won't be enough. So
wait until that number is kind of
right.
Somewhat determined, because we know we're going to have that meeting anyway.
That would be my position.
Okay. Well, and also if we look at even giving raises this year to our employees, I don't think that amount is enough to do that.
What's left?
Yeah, you're 2,500. Well, it should be that. Could be close. But that's obviously a discussion we'll have again. Probably next month.
Well, I was sure, I do kind of recall what Mary mentioned, that figure is just a figure that is going to be hard to determine tonight, and we will have to have that amended budget either once or twice next year just to accommodate for that alone, let alone maybe at the end of the year, this year. Trying to get that amount a little more solidified.
Okay. That was just one of my concerns.
Okay. Yeah. Any questions or comments with regards to the public hearing?
No one's online, so.
Okay. If not, shall I entertain a motion about the public hearing?
I have one more.
Okay, check here.
Jason, one more number I had highlighted. Okay, we're okay. You got moved over, so we're good.
Okay, so looking for a motion on the to get out of public hearing and go back into regular session.
I make a motion to go out of public hearing and go back into a regular session.
Okay. First.
Second.
And a second. Any questions on it? If not, all in favor? Roll call. Eric.
Eric, aye.
Chip, aye.
John, aye.
Mary, aye.
Stephanie, aye.
We're out of public hearing and we're back into regular session. Okay.
I would like to make a motion to continue.
Continue what?
Continue the public hearing.
For?
Just continue.
For when?
For when we bring it back up.
Tonight.
Possibly.
I
need
to go for something later on.
I'll second
that. First and second to continue. Any discussion on that? All in favor? Roll call. Start there.
Eric, aye.
Chip, aye.
John, aye.
Mary, aye.
Stephanie, aye.
Okay. Item continued as well. That would take 4 and 5 also. I'd like to push 4 and 5 back until after we get through item number 17, if that's okay with the council.
Okay.
I think it's so.
Okay, move those down. So that takes us to item number 6, which would be setting a hearing for Russell Morgan at 3888 S South, Crazy Acres. The land that they use issue. He's requested a hearing. I think we have 10. What's the law on that, Eric? A rule?
The rule was on him.
He had 10 days to respond.
So I have talked to him twice. He does not have representation. He went to an attorney to get this, to file this with us, but the attorney told him he needs to do this on his own. And so he is doing such. He, as of today, he will be living in his camper, but his stuff will still be in the house until we get through the determination of this hearing, which in fact may not happen because he made it.
Sounded how that letter you sent.
This is the garage?
Yes.
So his possessions, furniture, everything is in the garage?
It's all in there, and he's been asked.
He designated this as a garage, correct?
Well, everything.
It was permitted as a.
Yeah, it was an agricultural building.
As a what?
Agricultural building.
Agricultural building, let's get that on the record.
This is, so we'll talk about that issue, but we need to just set that public hearing, right?
That's up my favor, you guys just let me know.
This is the complaint.
So that was just the information, the letter he sent back and the notice we issued to him?
Correct.
Is what I've just given him? Jerry, didn't mean to interrupt you, Jim, but just.
No, we did do the hearing.
Just handing out documentation and packing up.
That's all good. I would just assume the next council meeting is put on the agenda unless there's another reason why we wouldn't want to do that.
This is not a public hearing, correct?
It is not.
Just to hear ring, yeah.
I don't know that, well, I don't know that the public can't come.
Of course they can, but this is not.
A public hearing.
Formal public hearing, this is a.
A line item.
This is a hearing to hear the case presented by Mr. Clark.
Right.
Yeah.
Just for clarification.
We can hear his evidence.
Council ring.
Okay.
So yeah, he'll, that gives him an opportunity to present his evidence to the council. So he's followed that in the document on our complaint. He's followed that, got it in on time. So he's met the criteria for requesting the hearing. And so now we have to set the hearing.
Do we need a motion for that?
Yes, we do.
When's our next meeting? July 12th?
Correct.
Are you ready for that, Chip?
Yes, I'll entertain a motion for that setting.
Well, just before we get the motion, are we thinking about doing that in a regular meeting?
I don't know, should we not?
Do you want it to be like a work meeting in the middle of the month or something, or an additional meeting? Special?
About before our meeting, can we do it prior, before our regular meeting, the same day?
I don't know if you want it during a regular meeting. That's a question.
No, it's a good question because, you know, he may want it really, I mean, as low key as possible or you know. I don't know what's appropriate.
I guess I can't.
I'd be happy to have either special meeting or come in prior.
Yeah.
I mean, what would you think, like 4 o'clock? I mean, what would it take for him to do his presentation?
30 minutes.
30 minutes. I don't know. You talked to him, so.
Well, and he may not end up doing it as of today. We're going to follow through with it, but he'll let us know if he needs to follow through himself. So we should still set it. Yeah.
So if you're thinking 30 minutes, should we do 5?
We can do 5. Let's do 5 o'clock to say, give us plenty of time to after, because it's not going to be that long, and we should be pushing up against the 6.
Right, and I don't know that we need to make a decision on that hearing, but that's his opportunity, and then we can. Definitely me.
If we have time, I'm sure to give
and discuss, tomorrow. During
our next act, course of action.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'd like to hear a motion if that would work with everybody at 5 o'clock instead of 6 on that day.
Make a motion to set the hearing for Russell Morgan, 3888 South Crazy Acres land use issue for July 12th at 5 p.m.
Second that motion.
We have a first and a second. Any discussion? Not. All in favor, roll call, start it there.
Eric, aye.
Chip, aye.
John, aye.
Harry, aye.
Stephanie, aye.
Passes and hearing is set. Thank you.
Okay. Mary?
Yes.
Will you be contacting him?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, didn't want nothing to slip through the crack.
Item number 7, approval of resolution 2021-06-07C, fireworks and open flame restrictions. I'll read that.
Okay.
number would be DR 2021-06-07C. Effective date, June 6, 2021. Short title, fireworks and open flame restrictions. Purpose, to establish a policy of fireworks and open flame restrictions during hazardous fire conditions from now through September 2021. Resolution, whereas the Daniel Town Council, as a duly elected governing body of the town of Daniel, mindful of its capacity and duty to care for public safety, the Daniel Town Council declared that the danger of wildland fire is extreme within the town of Daniel from now to September 30th, 2021, and hereby declared that fireworks or any other open flame shall be prohibited in all areas south of 3000 South in the town of Daniel. The council further states that a person who negligently, recklessly, or intentionally causes or spreads a wildfire shall be liable for the cost of suppressing that wildland fire, regardless of whether the fire began on private land, public land, land owned by the state, federal land, or tribal land. Any questions on that? If not, the chair will take a motion to approve on that.
Okay, we have one. I think that our other is not intentionally. On the last paragraph,
right?
Recklessly. Intentionally, I think unintentionally causes a spread.
I could see where that would fit better. And a comment, counsel? Unintentionally?
Because I think they're going to say I didn't intend to.
I
would.
We made that change to unintentionally cause or spread the wildfire. Thank you. With that said, and correction, any other thing? If not, the chair will entertain a motion for that.
So just quick before you do. I had them include the Wasatch County map because we're in compliance with what fire. So I asked that be attached to this to show that we're a cooperating agency.
Map attached, then we'd like that to also be in the motion.
I make a motion that we adopt DR 2021-06-07C, short title fireworks and open flame restriction.
Okay. I'll second that motion.
First and second. Any other discussion?
I'm really hoping that the governor will put a complete ban on pretty soon. I did text back and forth with our fire marshal today. He hadn't heard anything about that, but there may be more fire restrictions coming from Wasatch County Fire Department.
Smart.
So anyway, I'm just sticking that out there. And so I would like to just make a note that if that should happen, we'll revisit this resolution and upgrade it.
Okay. Where were we?
Eric, aye.
Chip, aye.
John, aye.
Mary, aye.
Stephanie, aye.
All right.
Talking about
there. That doesn't include using propane tanks for target practice.
Yes.
Assuming
the resolution passes, then we'll get this on to Troy, I'd imagine.
Yeah, actually, the thing that I saw in the email was exploding targets and all of that stuff. It said that, so
yeah,
we might want to try including all those things in our own sometime.
Move on to item number 8, set public hearing for the Bush Family Farm conditional use. Pretty straightforward on that one, I think.
We just need to set the hearing so we can get notice out to everybody within 500 feet. They've asked for that conditional use for the education. When they came, I didn't understand their application. Their application actually called for three things. They want the business license, they also wanted the ag building, and they also want the conditional use. That's all under one application. So further communication to that how she wanted to go. So we're moving forward with the ag building and the licenses. We approved it last time. It'll be signed tonight, so they'll have the business license, but the conditional use still has to go through the public hearing.
You've got all the documentation, correct?
Yes.
And conditional use is what?
It was the schooling, right?
Yeah, education form.
Education
form. Okay. So they limited the number of students. I have had several emails from residents in the area. So
expect that some will be to the hearing.
Good. Do we have room on the July agenda to do that?
We can come in at 4.
Yeah, I think the 6 o'clock meeting, a regular meeting, would be good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to want it. I'm sure they're not going to want to be bumped in again another month if we have room on it.
Well, we have 14 days, so we have to get the notice out, so that it has to be 14-day notice. So we're doing that, gives us plenty of time to get that notice out. I think the list is compiled, we're ready.
Yep, I've had that for a
while. Fire off the letter as soon as we get a date.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
I would make a motion that we would schedule this public hearing for the Bush Family Farm conditional use for our July 12th meeting at 6 p.m.
I second that.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Steph.
Okay, any other comment on that setting of that date? If not, roll call vote. Eric?
Eric, aye.
Chip, aye.
John, aye.
Mary, aye.
Stephanie, aye.
Thank you. And date set for July 12th. And give a few minutes to Mary here for Board of Appeal training.
This is going to be a short presentation because I'm not actually presenting a training this evening. What I'm doing is presenting to you a concept for training. I'm not sure that everybody even understands what the Board of Appeals is. Our mayor served on the Wasatch County Board of Appeals for, how many, 12 years?
Yep.
As chair for all that time?
About 8 of those years.
8 of those years. I've been serving on the Wasatch County Board of Appeals for the last 4 years as the vice chair. And so with that experience and with his experience, I volunteered to do a training for our own Board of Appeals, which we, as far as I'm aware, has only met one time in our 16 years of existence. It doesn't happen twice. I missed one. But it doesn't happen all that often, but LUDMA, Land Use Development and Management Act, Title 10.9A of Utah State Code requires that because you're establishing land use requirements on people, that you must also allow them an opportunity to appeal, ask for exceptions from those same regulations. And so we're required to set up a Board of Appeals. And I have some questions about how we have done it. What I've done here is I'm trying to put together a handbook, which is similar to the one that I have for Wasatch County. So when we're finished, I hope that they will look basically like this with the binders. But I started off with a title page, something catchy, and a table of contents. And then I've composed a welcome page. And I'm not going to read through all that. Hey, would you like to look at one of these while I'm doing this?
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I should have done
that. Oh, no worries.
Can you?
She's actually the one that actually went to the Board of Appeals.
Right. She's on the planning commission.
So, look, she's one of our two.
Thank you.
As a side note.
Sure. Thanks, Eric. So what I've done is I've taken, I've got the code in here, Daniel Municipal Code. I've also got the state code, also completed in here. So those are things, these are not drafts, but the welcome page that I have and also the bylaws, 2 pages of that. I should have put the watermark across it that says draft because this is what I propose that we do. And there's certainly an opportunity for anybody to put any input into this that you'd like. And I can double check it with code to see. But what I tried to do was integrate our code, state code, what the county does, and what I think, from my experience, you know, what would make this a little bit better. Counties made some changes over time. And so what I would like everybody to do is to take a look at these things and just give me your feedback. And what I'm planning, I don't know when we will have a scheduled Board of Appeals hearing. However, my proposal is that I would like to put together something like 3 to 5 different training modules, which I would present, but we could also record and put them on YouTube so that anybody that misses it or wants to review it or whatever would have the opportunity to do that. And I think that'd be a valid tool for everybody to have. And if we do the binder issue, then every time we have a new person that comes on board, we just hand them the binder and we can do a new training. But it's all the same. It would be, you know, if I revise or anybody else revises it, we change those pages out and make sure everybody has the same training over time.
I see a lot of advantage to that, Mary. I think it's great. I can tell the books are pretty thick that they get, and this will be a lot narrow scope for what you're dealing with versus maybe something that's important, but maybe not as some of the stuff you may not deal with that they present in the big book. This is all stuff that they're going to chew on pretty quick.
It's a very important process that we have to deal with here, and it's highly important. Because for many people, it's the last step before they decide to go to in district court. And it gives people an opportunity to contest. If, for instance, if the Planning Commission doesn't give them what they think they're entitled to or should have, they can appeal. If they need to get a variance, when I say a variance, it means I can't meet your code. This is not fair to me. And you should give me exception here so that I don't have to follow the rules. And then they can come and ask for a variance. It's very difficult to get, but there are some that are granted. I mean, there are some situations that definitely, in my opinion, should be granted, but they have to go through the whole process. Now, I do have some questions about how we've done this in the past. For instance, does anybody know if we have a fee for scheduling a Board of Appeals?
Yes, there's a fee on there.
I thought it was like $250.
Is it that much? That would be good.
It may not be. That just that came because I know there was a few years ago trying to rush it, that came up.
Okay, because we really do need to have that in place. And
a fee,
because it's going to take time. If whoever does the presentation, by the way, this is a completely volunteer board. You can't hire people, you know, pay your residents to do this, because they need to be impartial. And it would look as though you were possibly influencing them by paying them. So, if
they all need to be in the town, they all need to be residents.
Well, that's according to our code. Now, okay. State code doesn't require that, but our code does.
Okay.
And so, if you would take some time and just read through my little presentation here, let me know what you think. If you see some holes where I've missed something or something that you feel is out of line, please just give me that feedback. And I would really like to, by the next meeting, like to have some
feedback.
Yes.
Or do you want to email to you? How do you see that happening?
I could individually talk to everybody. How does that work?
Okay.
And can you give me your own feedback one-on-one? And that would be awesome.
I can't reiterate how really important, and Mary stressed it a little bit, that, you know, if we as a council or the planning make a determination and for any reason they want to go above it, they, especially if we make a mistake, you know, the Board of Adjustments should or would catch that, and it could be detrimental to the town. So that's why just commenting in public certain things, you know, we just need to understand how important that board is in the training. Kudos.
The state has added a third, appeals from the Planning Commission, appeals from over variances. The third thing that they are adding is for certain fees. Some persons think that they're paying too high a fee for, and it's not all fees, but certain fees, they can appeal that as well. And so then the Board of Appeals can make adjustment if they deem that's necessary. So these are important things, and you know, not only is it important for the town, but it's also important for the residents, because I think it gives them an opportunity to air their grievance, find out why that determination was made. And you know, there's a whole set process that this has to go through. It's called the due process. And you know, some people will choose. You cannot tell who will sue and who will not sue. But it will give people an opportunity to have a second thought about different things. Anybody have any questions for me? Is that enough?
So is there still the board and or the individual or some of the different ways of setting up that? I know we have a board, but there are some other options that
right.
are out
and
there.
Our code requires 5 okay. members on a panel. But the state code allows you to go down to 1 if you like. It can be 1 professional that's totally impartial, you know, and educated in your code.
I'm not a big fan of that one person. I can see that the right person would be great or just the worst, so, you know.
No, less than three, yeah.
I didn't know if they'd taken that one position out yet, because I came in a few years ago.
But a quorum is three in our code. A quorum would be three, and only a majority of the people, you know, in some instances, under Robert's rules, I think, you'd have to have all three vote unanimously to pass something. But according to state code, it's just a majority of those present in the quorum.
If you have the quorum, then it's just a majority of the quorum.
So.
Does our board have terms?
Well, yes, and, you know, like I say, I've tried to in the bylaws, I've tried to pull together all of that and outline it. But if you see some holes, let me know, and we can add some things into it. But these, you can see all this stuff that I have that can go into training. So we're not going to go into that tonight.
Thank you very much.
But you'd appreciate it. But I do think that if we get organized with it and train people well, that we'll have a really good product, and we want it to be often. But if they do, we'll look
great.
Professional. And that goes a long way.
Absolutely.
Any questions for me?
Probably. But not right now.
Okay, so I'll be contacting everybody individually if you've had an opportunity.
Perfect.
Or you can contact me and let me know. That'd be good too.
So another thing to keep in mind, just as you wrap that up, that they also have the option of appealing to the town council. So you need to be familiar with these also under the same.
So we should
begin that training when that training takes place.
In fact, I would like everybody welcome to come to the planning commission, because we all work together.
And if we make a hiccup, one of those groups will be sent into there if they make that mistake, or a mistake that puts it in that position.
And after we get this up and running and I have the binders and all that, I would love to see something similar done for planner, you know, so that the commissioners have a handbook that they can refer.
So they just have a folder that we give them. I got one here with me, but it's just the planning commission goes through. It's light like that. Yeah, is it continued, but lightly we go, have just a folder, it's paper, it's just like this. And that's what it has in there, is everything for the planning
community. I have these for you so you can keep them together, but by the time you get through, and I do these training modules, they'll be, you know, I bet the training things will be at least that thick. So, but anyway, we'll give it a try, see what happens.
Excellent. Any other questions? Okay. Moving on to item number 10, which is a discussion of possible water restriction plan per state of Utah recommendation. Anyone have any, I'm not sure why that's on the agenda, so I assume somebody put that on somewhere the state asked us to, or?
No, in the last meeting we had discussed it, and it was asked to be put on the agenda for discussion if the town was looking to do any kind of thing based on what the state recommendations are.
If I recall, our last discussion was just.
Weren't you the one that made the recommendation to maybe review it if the town wanted to? I think it was you that made the recommendation to look at water restrictions.
Yes.
Take that.
The governor's declared a number of things that we've gotten letters, and I got the letters for the town that has asked us to look at our water use and try and implement water restrictions. And so they've got a lot of ideas. They sent out a whole packet with lots of ideas of things we can do. But the bottom line is they're asking everyone to conserve water. And so I think the recommendation was just that we debate or evaluate or determine if we need to do something.
And I had thought that maybe we sort of talked, we'd put at least a statement or something on each water bill going out, or, you know, a little bigger letter, just something to acknowledge that we're in that position. But we didn't have a whole lot of tools we wanted to implement to secure that. Is that kind of what we talked about a little bit, or no?
Yeah, I think right now that would be acceptable. I'm not aware of any regulations that's requiring us to do anything more extreme than that. I think the advice was just that we've gotten a bunch of letters that said, hey, we're in a drought, please conserve, do everything you can. And so it was appropriate for this body to discuss that and decide if you're doing enough. And then by August or September, we may need to have, you know, we may need to increase or reevaluate that.
Watching the spring flow? Is it decreased?
What
What's spring flow?
So far, our springs are continuing like normal. They're a little lower than normal. We didn't really see the spring runoff. That, I mean, usually there's a small peak that really didn't have a peak this year. Otherwise, right now, it seems to be flowing okay.
Yeah, I would expect that, but come later.
Yeah, I don't.
Diminish later.
By fall, I would expect to see them lower than we have historically seen them. But just the way the trend follows, there's usually quite a healthy delay between a bad water year and bad spring flow, which is good for us.
Maybe a reminder not to be watering in the heat of day. I know some of us irrigate and we have to water in the middle of the day, but some reminders.
And Shelly, is that something the water bill we can put in a bigger font and just conserve, or I don't know, put a little statement in on each one?
Yes. And I can do that. The Division of Drinking Water called me and they wanted me to put out a paper telling people not to use the culinary water for watering outside. And I was like, is this a law? Is this enforced? Because if it is, I will turn it to the council. But if, you know, if it's not, if it's just a recommendation that you're giving to me, you know, I'm not going to start that fall of worms. I already have that, you know.
Yeah.
And they said, well, we just want you to do it. And I said, call the mayor. He will tell me. Did you get a call?
Nope.
I didn't think so. But I will put one up telling them to just be mindful of, you know, like you said, not to water during the day. I have this space that just tells them to call Gary or me. And so I'll just change it. And I'm not doing anything else till you tell me.
So right now, I would say, is there any wording, specific wording that we would like as a council to her to put on? I mean,
well, the irrigation company already put out their cut this down
30%. 30%.
And you're going to look at it again.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
As far as any verbiage, is there any specific?
Just be aware we're in a
drought. Put a little bigger font than normal. Yeah.
Conserve where possible and water it
in the
outside of the heat of the day.
Yeah.
Hope we get a good winter this next one.
I do think that we should keep an eye on things, and you know, if it looks like the tank is too much.
For sure.
Because we could have fires again this year. We don't want to get too big a deficit.
Anything new on the Charleston business loop or any of that?
Yeah.
The water.
Yeah. Do you want me to? Well, we can do that in planning report.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got something.
Okay.
So I guess we can kind of, we'll put a statement on the, for now, for this month, we'll put a statement on the water bills, trying to remind them of that. We're all doing that for the council.
Sure, we're calling.
Just on the statement. You don't want a whole new thing going out.
Just on the statement in the box. We don't need to spend more paper, more mains.
Just take that one, go out and tell the first the next month. Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah, June's already gone, huh?
Yeah.
Apparently. Okay, business license.
I do have additional.
Okay.
So I have Action Performance and I have Simpson Fence.
Okay. So those are renewals, right?
Correct.
And then no complaints on those? And the renewals?
Non-substantiated.
Okay. And as far as the Bush Family Farm, I know we dealt with that last month, but this particular, is it an application proper this time or that we're going to be approving?
It was proper last time. We just passed it, but we didn't have the license, so it's just here to get signed.
Oh, okay.
That's actually been passed on our last.
Thanks for the clarification. So then, Chair, we'll entertain a motion to renew the two renewals.
I make a motion to renew Action Performance and Simpson Fence on the 2021 business license.
Great. We have a motion.
Second that.
We have a second. Any discussion? If none, all in favor? Turn roll call with Eric.
Eric, aye.
Chip, aye.
John, aye.
Gary, aye.
Stephanie, aye.
Thank you. And business license is renewed. Daniel Municipal Water.
Just real quick before you leave this one.
Thank you.
I'll be contacting Mr. Witt.
Mr.
Witt.
Oh, Witt.
We've got businesses operating and they're not licensed with the town, so if you hear rumbling, that's probably true. So those buildings are being occupied.
The new buildings.
That's those new buildings.
Yeah. So they would need a license with the town as well as Mr. Witt as the anchor tenant. If we follow the procedure we did at Mike Peterson, so I'll be making them woefully aware of that. And so if you get a call, it's probably true.
Okay. I'll be expecting one, maybe.
Sure.
Okay, so on the Denny Municipal then, any?
Everything's going good. I am, like I say, I'm quite surprised and very happy with the way that Express Bill Pay is paying. You know, we sent out that thing and not anybody wanted to pay extra. You know, they said no, and then we did it, and I'm shocked at how many people are paying online. There's a lot paying online. At first, I have to get on every morning and do things, you know, and that kind of, you know, is a little frustrating to me because I got to get up an extra half hour. That's okay, but I think everything else is going good. I've had a lot of people that are on there don't want a paper bill, and so I marked that off, and so they don't get billed also. So I hope in the long run it pays for us, you know.
Right.
I think it's doing, I thought they balked at the $2.
So we're charging them $2 to use the service.
Yeah, and people are, like I said, I'm very happy that it's working.
Good.
Because I was a little concerned.
Look at this.
Yeah. The only ones I'm getting complained about is the ones who I keep giving receipts to, the handwritten receipts, and the ones that you asked me to give. They're like, quit giving these to me. And I'm like, council told me to take your paper. And that's only three of them. They don't just do this every time. They bring it back and say, I don't want this. It's yours. Just keep your receipts. So, but other than that, I think it's going really well.
Great.
Great.
Questions any questions from council on that? If not, how about Storm Haven? Any other issues or questions? Nope. Good.
Anything more on meters?
We still have the one leak that we've had for the last few months, but nothing new on my end.
And that leak's going to be dealt with when we need to deal with it, type thing?
Well, we were going to wait for the weather to warm up.
Now it's too hot.
Now it's too hot, so we'll wait for the weather to cool down.
But there's a reason.
It needs to be dealt with this summer.
Yeah. Okay.
I would like to note we did not get the CDBG grant. That's just on record that we applied for Stonehill.
And there was a guy, we had a leak that's been going on for, probably 3 years. And these people just kept paying it. But this year, you know, the leak must be getting quite substantial because it got their bill up to about $300. And I kept thinking, you know, asking Gary, are we going to do it, have them do anything? As long as they're paying their bill. And I was like, okay. But they fixed it. It's done. So that was just awesome. I saw the bill and I had to call him. Wait a minute. Is there a wrong? And they are getting the new meters in.
Good.
And that's, so I guess everything is.
Look good there.
Yeah. It's nice.
Thank you.
And the other thing for Storm Haven is Gary was lining up the pump truck to do our annual pumping. The guy wanted to do it Friday, but the dump was closed. So if he fills up and has to drive a clear door, and we get billed for that. So we're trying to coordinate with Midway.
And then we do one of them not too long ago, so it's just one tank now?
Yeah, he was just talking about the upper tank.
Okay.
Is the one he was looking at, so.
Okay. Okay. 12:13. Council report and updates. I think from council members, I don't think any airport, anything here.
There's nothing on the airport. I did listen on the interlocal meeting.
Okay.
If you want me to go over that.
Absolutely.
Okay. It's a thrill. Okay. And I even printed out the agenda, so I'll just go down the line. The first item was the grant writer report, Nancy O'Toole. So what I did learn is that there is a county grant writer and it's available to all municipalities, Nancy O'Toole. Okay. And I've got the information if anybody needs that.
Does it cost us to use that individual as a, you know?
Well, the county pays her. Excuse me. I've got that written down too, but that comes later. In Wasatch County, Heber City, and Midway City, they all participate in that. Councilman Crittenden did want the other municipalities to share that burden, and that was going to be talked about at a different meeting. I think meetings aren't open. So that is something that they're looking at, but yes. Okay, UDOT gave a presentation on some upcoming road construction. The Mayflower Interchange should be finished by the fall, and they feel that that's going very well. There's going to be a pavement rehabilitation project 2022, starting in 2022 from SR32 to the county line on 40. And they're going to be replacing decks on the bridge going over the Provo, and there's going to be nasty congestion all next summer, so get ready for that, they said. Okay. They are also working on a design for the 2023-2024. They're widening through Provo Canyon, mile post 113 down. Okay. So that was on UDOT.
That was Highway 113 down, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you scared me. Under 13 miles, and I can't.
No, I'm at 113.
All right.
My notes, I just.
Perfect. I'm with you.
Say thank you for clarifying that. Okay. So there was the Wasatch County trail planning funding, and then the grant writer funding, and they just discussed that briefly. And again, I said that they would like the other municipalities to start contributing to that. I do have the breakdown, and it is on their website, so you can see how much that is and who's contributing. And then just the Midway, Heber, and Wasatch County right now are contributing. The last thing that they talked about was the next meeting will be July 28th at 6:30. They are going to talk about the RAP tax. And the RAP tax, I pulled that off the internet so I could read it. Okay. So I didn't have to look at my notes. The RAP tax is an additional 0.1% sales tax levied on all purchases within the city. If, for example, a person, including tourists and those just passing through, were to spend $10 at a store, 1 cent would be allocated to RAP tax. The RAP tax is allowed under Utah law and uses the money, and uses for the money are restricted. Excuse me. So they're working on that. They're going to be working on the MOU for jurisdiction and distribution, and they're trying to figure out if that's for population. So they don't know yet. That is going to be on the ballot for this year. And they're going to, I think in July, start a public education on that house.
Are they still putting in the traffic light signals?
They did not talk about that. They were in a hurry this meeting. They wanted it to be over. So UDOT only talked about those three things.
Okay. As far as we know, though, they're still planning on putting the intersection or the traffic signal there.
That was not the corridor agreement. That's a different agreement.
Oh, okay.
This one's different. This is the.
This was you talking.
Okay.
Excellent. Okay. And there is a public comment period for the Heber Valley Environmental Impact Statement, and that's been going on from April 30th, 2021, and that ends June 14th, 2021. And you could go to the eis.utah and put in your comments if you'd like.
Great. Excellent report. One of the better ones. Thank you. Okay. Anybody else? Or Eric?
Yeah.
While you're passing it out, can I just fire? Just real quick. We're putting out an RFQ for an architect to build our new fire station, which is going to be on 1200 South, right there across from Burger King, basically.
They have to be signed.
Yep, been up there for several months. Yeah. Anyway, that's where our new fire station is going, so that's going out. And also putting out a notice for hiring of a deputy chief. So we're moving ahead. I'm no longer an advisory board member. I'm an advisory commission member. They changed the title changed our duties a little bit. But anyway, the board went away and you're now a commission.
Was that a promotion? It's more work. Congratulations.
There's nothing new about it except more work.
Is the fire station going to be replaced with that one, or is that an addition?
The Heber City Station will be, it belongs to the county, actually, and so the county will take that property back.
It's moving. Okay.
And so this new station will be much bigger, much better.
24/7 manned.
Okay, Eric.
Okay. Any questions? Great.
My first one, the quarter, has anything popped up that I haven't seen for the quarter? I know Independence is still working privately with the folks.
We are in radio silence.
Yep.
We have a new director for UDOT in our region. The old director was very upfront and on the line with us. The new one has not contacted us at all.
Not once.
And is working independently with Independence regarding the interchange and that light up there. So we haven't heard. They said they will contact us when they're ready to meet.
Well, there you go. And then the on the Giebel ruling, we're waiting for the judge for them to tell us what instructions, how we need to proceed, correct?
Right. We wrote back and said we'll start and hold a public hearing and go through the process again. They decided they didn't like that. They said the hearing's already been done. They already have their evidence for wasting their money. They've asked the judge to bypass that step and just have us vote on it here at the council.
Except I'm a new council person. I wasn't at that public hearing, so I didn't hear anything. And is it going to be kosher if I go and solicit comments?
Those are all questions we've had.
Because I intend to do so. I intend to go ask those. They're new neighbors down there now. They don't know anything about it. So I intend to go and...
Well, they're running full bore.
They're what?
They are running full bore. They've got now three trucks there. They've got tons.
Putting stuff back in there.
They do. They have dumpsters running. They are running. I thought they was on a stop and desist order. But I guess I don't know it. But the neighbors have, you know... stuff lulls, and they are trucks going up, those big trucks. They are at full bore, working constantly. So
I just discussed that very issue with our attorney. They want us to not move. We do have the right to move on that. They want us to hold, because that's a feather in their cap if we end up back in court.
Well, we have to do what the judge says, so we'll just do that.
Well, it wasn't the judge. It was.
I understand, but... we'll follow the judge's instructions and then we'll proceed.
Right, once they decide, we're just waiting for the court to give us further instruction.
Who else has questions for the planner?
Gregory Nielsen, PE meeting with staff for concept subdivision. Which subdivision will we be talking about there?
Is that Pullman Hill?
It's out on Highway 40. Next to Ed Houston's, further south. And so there, they did receive concept approval at the Planning Commission. And so they'll be moving forward with probably the next step we'll see is a zone change application. It is currently RA5, so that's along that commercial corridor we have in our, that we've identified in our general plan for along that corridor. They're working with the neighbors regarding how far back that they want to develop. We've asked them for a buffer between residential and them. They seem to be okay with that, and enough that they got concept approvals. Next thing we'll see is a zone change. So that'll come here.
Questions, Council?
What's this last item down at the bottom, Wasatch 11,000?
So that's further clarifying what Stephanie was talking about. That was out of the...
Oh, for the grant writer?
Right, that's the percentage of populations.
Okay.
And the percentage that she was alluded to. Those, I just put them on the bottom as information.
Okay.
And then the EIS that she had talked about, there's only been 40 comments, so
to the UDOT for the big project?
For the EIS, so if we want them to, if you want them to consider, well, I put my comments in, I want them to consider rural areas, residential areas, what kind of impacts they have on the smaller areas as they run, look at the environmental impact, and how much of an impact it has on the, I mean, clearly by these population estimates, we're not close to. So I really wanted them to pay attention to that and the impact they would have on farming and the smaller communities. You may have something else that you're thinking that they need to look at. I think the rural atmosphere could definitely be changed by where this road goes, and I want them to take that into consideration.
For sure. I'm really concerned about the Daniel Road interchange, whatever they're going to do there with all those new apartments that are going in on Daniel.
Daniel Road, where?
Yeah.
Next to Burton Lumber, that one?
You know what I'm talking about.
The one next to Burton Lumber where they're putting the roundabout for the, so the buses.
The new one is coming.
Yes.
I'm really concerned about that interchange.
Trying to keep up with it all.
I haven't seen that plan.
It's approved. The city approved it.
So where's the roundabout going, right there?
Right there. So the bus garage will be able to hit the roundabout and come right out. And the other part of it will go directly out to 189 to the north of the feed store. So, yeah.
Okay, so that's, right, so that's the road now, they're going to do a roundabout out to Niles and up to the 40.
Up to 40, yeah.
Aren't they going to put like 400 apartments in there?
It's a lot.
It's their highest density zone they have right there.
I don't know what they're thinking, but.
What all the houses are down there, rolled up to 40.
Well, and that's crazy, the way that they set that up, that road is almost scarier than it was before.
Yeah.
When I turn in, it's like.
Oh, yeah, should have cut that back in there, angled that in there. Instead of making.
All these items is why we need to be involved in interlocally as this goes on. Everything that happens in this valley affects the different people, and it's the same for them. Things that we do affect them. And I think that that interchange between municipalities is very important. That's why I think that the interlocal meetings that we go to and the planning meetings that are regional, I think they help a bunch when we get to the table. We're able to voice our concerns and have those met. I don't know how many times the 3000 South corridor has been labeled bypass. We've been able to retract that, put it back for when Lambert was here. I mean, it just continually since we became a town. Yeah, I mean, it looks good on paper, I understand, but that's not our goal. So I think it's vital that we have somebody involved with that to try and stay up on those and be involved with Tony and the Heber City planners and make sure that we're out and mingling with the other municipalities on a lot of these issues that do affect them.
Well said. Thank you. Any other things before we move on to the next item? Okay. The item number 15, approval of council meeting minutes for May 3rd, 2021. I'll take a look at that. Show them to the motion when one's given.
Make a motion to approve.
Okay, first. Second. Any other discussion? If none, all in favor, starting with Eric, roll call.
Eric, aye.
Chip, aye.
John, aye.
Mary, aye.
Stephanie, aye.
Meeting minutes approved for May 3rd. Turn time over to Mary for warrants, approvals, and any announcements. I have, and if you do have that updated list, I know John had asked that question about who all was running or who all kind of applied. So.
Yep, I plan to discuss that. Okay, so one thing that I do not have on here is ESRI. It's the GS online account. Initially, they submitted it. They had tax on it. We were able to get that taken off, so that's $500. Looking to try and get that approved so I can get that paid. Comcast Office 10841. DNA Half Dozen for Office, $200. Smith & Harvickson General, $54.50. Gibbos, $7.95. DIC, $4.87. Adjudication, $117.50. TO for Planning, $9,497.20. Engineering, $1,446.05. Meeting, $705. Executech, $485.22. And $326.25. On those two, I think that on the current billing for the monthly, I think they have added in too many months, so I'm also trying to get that completely figured out with them. Their billing does not make sense to me, just so everybody knows, it's kind of confusing. Express bill pay for the monthly, $89.90. Wasatch Wave, $46.25. Polaris, $500. Utah Leagues of City and Towns, this will be the annual, $614.82. Total, $15,473.10. And then Public Works for Blue Stakes for hours, Council for payroll hours, Commission, and total is $24,051.48. Downey Municipal Water, CenturyLink data charge, $60.75. Heber Light and Power, $167.66. Postmaster, $110 for stamps. Chemtech Ford Collier at A, $40. TO Engineering for Engineering, $1,090. Stampling, $140. Total, $1,608.41. And then payroll for a total, $2,518.41. Stormhaven Water, Dominion Energy, $908. Heber Light and Power, $195.88. Postmaster for stamps, $110. Chemtech Ford Collierit for $40. Lead and Copper, $280. TO Engineering, $353.90. Sampling, $140. Total, $1,128.86. And then payroll for a total of $1,478.86.
Any other comments on the warrants? Now the chair will entertain a motion for approval.
So moved.
We have a first.
I second that.
We have a second.
Is that to include the ESRI bill?
I was going to include that comment.
That is the GIS.
Is that a one-time payment?
Yes.
So $500?
Yes.
The motion includes that.
Thank you.
GIS.
Okay. We have a first and a second. Any other discussion?
Tom Rollins still hasn't cashed a single check we've given him. I'm not making out any more checks for him. I don't.
Seems reasonable.
So just.
Okay. Anybody have a comment with regards to that? I would think if he knocks on the door and asks what's going on, you'd be able to explain to him.
Well, yeah.
Which I don't think you'll get a knock, by the way.
He came to my office once. I reissued some, but he didn't cash out one either.
Yeah, she's reissued checks already.
For Tom?
Yes.
Yeah, one was in a lump sum of 600 something. He didn't cash out one either.
So well,
he's been down. I mean, he's both knees.
There might be a reason why he's not cashing. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure exactly what to do about it.
He's forced out of work.
So he probably would look forward to this.
Well, I don't think he's getting around.
Right. Okay. Maybe need to contact him and maybe I'd hold him until we get that cleared up.
Yeah. I mean, it's payroll stuff. I don't want to avoid him because it's all, you got a W-2 for it.
Yep. I just would, like you said, just maybe not issue new checks until we communicate and then know we need to owe him and take care of what, especially under the circumstances.
Or maybe go deposit it for him.
Sherry, did you get Eric Yannis?
I do not have anything on this.
Okay.
So, Ryan, I didn't get TO billing again. I don't know what these are for.
I mean, I could issue him new checks and I could get them back for him.
I know we just switched systems. There's a note in there to send them to everybody, so I'll make sure we get that note again.
Okay. Just with all those apartments that are going in, this new housing, I wonder if Light and Power is going to pay it. Like, keep up with that.
They'll always find a way. Okay, where were we? Passed warrants?
No, we need roll call. We didn't.
Roll call, we're on the vote. Okay, roll call with votes are Eric.
Eric, nay.
Chip, yay.
John, yay.
Mary, aye.
Stephanie, aye.
We're warrant approvals of that, or warrant approval. Okay, Chair, I'm taking a motion to go into closed session for legal as reasons, I believe, as well as some property acquisition. Possible property acquisition.
I make a motion to run regular session into closed session for legal and possible property acquisition.
You have a first, a second?
I'll start.
First and second to go out of regular session into closed session. Also, we'll do roll call prior, so, or after this. So all in favor to go to closed session, start there.
Eric, aye.
Chip, aye.
John, aye.
Mary, aye.
Stephanie, aye.
For the record, do you need anything else said, Mary, for?
No, we'll do that once we start. Has to be on recording. Thank you.